All right, let's dive in. Today we're looking at EdgeStrat.
Okay.
Ever heard of them?
I have, yeah. They're the ones that do a bunch of leadership development and things like that, right?
That's right. They're all about boosting organizational performance.
Yeah.
You know, helping companies and organizations really work better.
Yeah.
And they do that through what they call learning and leadership.
Okay.
And they've got this whole, like, interesting mix of programs that they use for that. So it's not just like your, you know, typical leadership training company.
Right.
They go way beyond that.
Gotcha.
So they really do leadership development.
Yeah.
But they also get into, like, sparking creativity and innovation.
Right.
They do a ton of stuff with instructional design.
Yeah.
And even get this, they help with learning technology.
Wow.
Like learning management systems and stuff.
That's a lot.
I know. And what really got me, though, was looking at the types of organizations they work with.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, they work with big corporations, but they also work with hospitals and even nonprofits.
Interesting.
So it's this really wide range, you know?
Yeah, that is interesting. What do you think the connection is between, like, you know, a big company and then a nonprofit? What are they both getting out of this?
Yeah, what is that common thread?
Right.
Well, I think one thing that might connect them is this idea of needing to adapt, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody, no matter what you do, the world's changing so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be able to evolve.
That's true.
And keep up with the times.
Right.
And it seems like with EdgeStrat, their focus is to give organizations the tools and skills they need to make those changes.
Okay.
And be successful no matter what, you know, the future throws at them.
That makes sense. Yeah, like having that adaptable mindset, that kind of.
Exactly.
It's the agile approach.
Agile, yeah. And speaking of keeping things interesting, one thing that really caught my eye when I was reading about EdgeStrat was how they, like, build travel and cultural immersion into their leadership programs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just your typical, you know, sit in a classroom, death by PowerPoint kind of thing.
Right, yeah.
They're actually getting people out there.
Yeah.
Into the world.
Yeah.
Experiencing new cultures firsthand.
That's pretty cool.
I think that's so awesome.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, what kind of impact do you think that has on leadership skills?
I think that can be really powerful. You know, just stepping outside of your comfort zone,
mm-hmm.
encountering different perspectives, seeing how other cultures approach, you know,
right.
problems and things. It can be incredibly eye-opening for people.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, leaders who might be kind of stuck in their ways.
Mm.
So I think it helps develop empathy, right?
Absolutely.
And adaptability.
Oh, for sure.
And a more nuanced understanding of just, like, the global landscape, you know?
Totally.
Which is so important in today's world. I mean, everything is so interconnected.
Exactly.
It's not just about what's happening in your own little bubble anymore. You have to be aware of all these different factors.
Mm-hmm. And I think those experiences
mm-hmm.
can really help people see things from different angles.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's got to be good for leadership.
Right. It is, definitely. It's all about broadening those perspectives and understanding different ways of thinking and doing things.
Okay, so we've talked about leadership development, but let's shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
And talk about this whole idea of creativity and innovation.
Right.
Because EdgeStrat is really big on that too.
Right.
And they even have this specific system for guiding ideas through an innovation process.
I see.
And it sounds super interesting, but to be honest, I'm not sure I fully grasp it.
Yeah.
What do you think? Like, how do you actually build a culture where innovation thrives?
Right.
It can't just be about, like, brainstorming.
No, it's definitely more than that.
Right. It's going to be more to it. Right. Because I feel like a lot of companies, they might have great ideas,
mm-hmm.
but those ideas never actually go anywhere.
Right. They just kind of get lost in the shuffle.
They get lost, yeah. So what do you think EdgeStrat's doing differently?
Well, I think it probably involves, you know, having some kind of structured methods for brainstorming in the first place.
Right.
So, you know, not just throwing ideas out there and seeing what sticks.
Right.
But actually having a process for generating those ideas. And then, you know, you have to evaluate those ideas, right?
Mm.
You have to figure out which ones are actually viable, which ones are going to have the biggest impact.
That makes sense.
And then, of course, you have to actually put those ideas into action.
Yeah.
You can't just talk about them. You have to actually do something with them.
Right.
But what's really interesting is how EdgeStrat connects this whole innovation thing to leadership and learning. So it's not just a separate thing.
Literally.
It's all part of a bigger picture. So it's about fostering a culture where people feel empowered to share their ideas, knowing that those ideas will be heard and that there's a process for turning them into something real.
I love that. So it's like a whole ecosystem for innovation, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's a much more holistic approach, you know?
It's not just a one-off thing.
It's integrated into the way the organization works.
That's brilliant. Okay. Now I want to switch gears again.
Right.
And talk about their instructional design work.
Okay.
Because they do a lot of that, too.
Yeah.
And they develop a whole range of, like, learning experiences, right? Mm-hmm. Everything from online courses to orientation programs, skills training, even clinical training for hospitals.
Wow.
It seems like they've got every base covered.
They really do. I think it speaks to this growing need for, you know, effective learning solutions across all different industries.
Right, because everybody needs training.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. Like, online learning has really taken off in the past few years.
It has.
And for good reason. Yeah. It's flexible. It's accessible.
Yeah.
And the technology has come a long way, you know?
Right.
You can do so much more with it now.
So it's not just like boring old webinars anymore.
Right.
It's actually engaging.
It can be. Yeah.
And I think companies like Etch-A-Strat are really at the forefront of that.
I think so. Yeah.
Because they're using technology to create these really cool learning experiences that are personalized and engaging.
And they're using data, too, right?
Yeah.
To really understand how people are learning and how to improve those experiences.
It's amazing.
It is, yeah.
Okay, and of course, we can't talk about online learning without talking about learning management systems.
Right, yeah.
Or LMS for short. Now, Etch-A-Strat has, like, a ton of experience with all sorts of different learning management systems. Moodle, Blackboard, Canvas, even WordPress and Drupal.
Interesting.
Now, for those who maybe aren't familiar with that term, could you quickly explain what an LMS is and why it matters?
Sure. So basically, an LMS is like the engine behind online learning.
Okay.
It's a platform where you can host all of your learning materials, track learner progress, facilitate communication, things like that.
Right.
So it's really important because it provides that structure and organization for online learning programs.
And what I like about Etch-A-Strat is that they don't just like set up the technology and then walk away.
No, they don't.
They actually prioritize having these customized support centers.
Oh, wow.
To make sure that learners get the help they need.
That's great.
Because they understand that technology can be tricky.
It can be, yeah.
And sometimes you just need a human being to help you figure things out.
That's a really important point, yeah.
So they go above and beyond, you know.
Yeah.
In terms of support.
They do. It sounds like they really understand the whole picture, you know?
They do.
Not just the technology, right, but the people using it as well.
That's right. So after all that, after diving deep into Etch-A-Strat, what are your main takeaways?
Well, I think what really stands out to me is their comprehensive approach, right? They don't just focus on one aspect of organizational development.
Right.
They really look at the whole thing, from leadership to innovation to instructional design. And they have a real commitment to supporting learners, which is so important.
It is.
Because at the end of the day, it's the people who are going to make the difference.
That's right. And they have that real focus on innovation, too, which I think is going to be crucial moving forward.
I agree. Especially with how rapidly things are changing.
Right.
It's not enough to just do things the way they've always been done. Mm-hmm. You have to constantly be looking for new and better ways to do things.
That's so true.
And Etch-A-Strat seems to really get that.
They do. They do. Now, I have one final thought.
Okay.
For our listeners to ponder.
All right.
Given that Etch-A-Strat works with this huge range of organizations, right? Mm-hmm. From big companies to hospitals to nonprofits. What kind of impact do you think their services could have on shaping the future of work and learning?
That's a good question.
Right.
I mean, if they're helping all these different organizations to adapt and evolve and innovate, it could have a ripple effect, you know? It could change the way we think about work and learning altogether.
I think so.
That's definitely something worth thinking about.
All right. Well, on that note, we'll wrap things up here. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. And be sure to join us again next time for another deep dive into the world of organizational performance.